business. Our first item of old business is change of zone number 2001, Bellmead Farm LLC.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I believe we just want to make a motion to close the public record at this time. We have a motion that is being developed.
And I can announce that those extra comments that were received, remember the record was left open, have been uploaded.
I think actually we're announcing that the record is closed.
That's
we're
correct.
Not, we're not moving to close it. We're announcing that it's
we're announcing the record's closed.
There you go. Perfect. And so there's no action.
Needed. Right. There are, as Mr. Whitehouse stated, you know, the record was held open for written comments associated with the school district's response. And there are some of those that are in the land use docket. Of course, since this application is still moving forward to county council, there will continue to be things that are submitted into the docket. The commission is only going to be acting upon the ones that were submitted prior to the closure of the record. So, okay. Just for clarity.
Okay. All right. Thank
so
you.
So no action required tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next item is Ordinance 24-04.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial of Ordinance Number 2404 to amend the future land use map from its current designation of being within the low-density area to the commercial area for the property identified as Sussex County Tax Map and Parcel Number 135-11.00-65.00, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property that is subject of this application is designated as being within the low-density area, according to the future land use map in the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Two, the property in question is surrounded by land with a low density area designation. It is not adjacent to or an expansion of the commercial area at this location. Three, the state of Delaware, through its Office of State Planning Coordination, is currently updating its state strategies mapping. In addition, Sussex County will soon be embarking on the update to the comprehensive plan. The future land use mapping plan for this parcel should be revised comprehensively as part of both of these initiatives to determine whether it is appropriate to change the mapping designation for this entire area. Under these circumstances, it is not appropriate to change the mapping for this single isolated 9.6-acre parcel of land. Four, given the applicant's stated residential plans for this property, I am not satisfied that the commercial area is appropriate designation for this property. According to the comprehensive plan, the commercial area designation is intended to allow uses that primarily include concentrations of retail and service uses such as commercial corridors, shopping centers, and other medium and large commercial vicinities geared towards vehicular traffic. And it would also be the appropriate place to locate hotels, motels, car washes, auto dealerships, and other medium and large-scale commercial uses. Five, the applicant has proposed a residential use for the property under the Sussex County SCRP program. That is not the primary focus of the commercial area designation that the applicant is seeking. Instead, the SCRP program can also occur in the coastal area and developing areas as well. Again, the appropriate future land use designation for this property can be achieved as part of the upcoming amendments to the comprehensive plan when all the appropriate possibilities and designations can be considered for the area as a whole, not just a single property. Six, I am not satisfied that there are sufficient reasons to convert this property to a commercial one area designation on the future land use map under these circumstances and at this time. And seven, for all these reasons, I am recommending that this amendment to the future land use map be denied.
I second the motion to deny.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of ordinance number 2404. And before I call for the vote, commissioners, I just remind you that it is a motion for denial, so an affirmative vote is to vote to deny the application. With that, Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Before I vote, I would like to say that the use of this parcel right now is a great use for this area with the mobile homes, and I would really hope that they would continue to expand for the future with the lots that they have available for that. So I vote yes to deny.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes to deny for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
I vote yes to deny for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion, and I want to echo the comments made by Commissioner Wingate. And with that, the motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 2049, Tony Floyd Trucking, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 2049 for Tony Floyd Trucking LLC for a change in zone from the B2 Community Business District to AR1 Agricultural Residential based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property was recently rezoned from AR1 to B2 so that it could be used for business purposes in conjunction with the applicant's existing business next door. The purpose of this downzoning is to allow the applicant to obtain a conditional use for an appropriate business at this location that is not specifically permitted in the B2 district. The property is located along Route 24 near the future intersection with the Millsboro Bypass. AR1 zoning with a conditional use for the applicant's business is appropriate for this location. Three, downsizing this property to AR1 is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and its future land use map plan. Four, the purpose of this downsizing is to enable a conditional use for the applicant's business. There will not be any public access and the use will not have an adverse impact on the neighborhood. Five, should the conditional use not be approved or should it expire, the AR1 zoning will remain in place with its less intensive zoning district than the B2 district. Six, the record includes a petition signed by many of the neighboring property owners supporting this rezoning. There was no opposition to this application. Seven, for all these reasons, the rezoning of this property from B2 to AR1 is appropriate.
Second.
The moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2049, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is condition use number 2580, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2580 for Tony Floyd Trucking LLC for a business that performs commercial hauling, deliveries of goods and materials, and driveway installations on land zoned AR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, as a result of a downsizing from B2, this site will again have an AR1 zoning. It is in a location where other small businesses exist. It is also located along Route 24 near the future intersection with the new Millsboro Bypass. These circumstances make this property an appropriate location for the applicant's business. Two, the property is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Small businesses like this one, are appropriate within the area according to the plan. Three, DelDOT has stated that the traffic generated by this use will be diminutive. Four, the proposed use will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties and roadways in this location. Five, the use is public or semi-public character that is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. Six, one neighbor testified in support of the application and a petition was submitted in support of the application signed by several neighbors. No parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this recommendation is conditioned upon the approval of change of zone number 2049 to rezone this property from B2 district to the AR1 district. B, the use shall be limited to a business for commercial hauling goods and material delivery services, the driveway installation business together with the storage of vehicles, equipment, and materials associated with these uses. C, there shall be no retail sales occurring on the property. D, the hours of operation shall be 6:30 a.m. through 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Deliveries of materials shall only be made to the site between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. There shall be no Sunday hours. E, all materials associated with the driveway installation aspect of the business shall be managed in a manner that prevents accumulation beyond necessary operational needs. The storage area shall be located on a stabilized surface. All materials stored on site shall be kept in a neat, clean, and orderly condition. Materials shall be stored within designated storage bins that are clearly identified on the final site plan. F, parking shall be in compliance with Sussex County standards and be constructed with a stabilized surface. The parking area shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. G, no junked, inoperable, or unregistered vehicle trailers or equipment shall be kept on site. H, no maintenance of vehicles, trailers, or equipment shall occur on site except for limited minor maintenance and repairs that can be reasonably conducted on site, including those performed by mobile servicers. These services may include minor tasks such as battery replacement, tire changes, oil changes, air hose changes, and minor trailer repairs like those for tongue and hitches. Such maintenance services shall not involve extensive equipment that is only typically available at off-site repair shops or maintenance facilities. I. No hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on site except for limited quantities necessary for routine vehicle and equipment maintenance, such as oil changes. All liquids, oils, and hazardous materials shall be handled, contained, and properly disposed of in accordance with federal, state, and local requirements and industry practices. J, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet. K, there shall be a perimeter fencing installed along all sides of the property other than frontage along Route 24. The fencing shall be solid with a height of 7 feet to screen this use from neighboring and adjacent properties. The design, height, and location of the fence shall be shown on the final site plan. L, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. M, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from the view of the neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. N, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. P, the final site plans shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2580 Tony Floyd Trucking LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, according to our